The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Live from Dorm 221, you are now tuning in to Soul Love, a podcast about my experiences with my mental health and how I dealt with it. I'm Josh, and I'm the host, and I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the seventh installation of Soul Love. I'm here with my boy Ethan, and he's already been here before, but I'll let him speak a little bit about himself. Here.
My name is Ethan Villanueva. I'm a second year student. I'm an international studies major, but I also have a minor in business and psychology.
That was nice. So let's get the ball rolling, yeah? Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh my god, bro. Welcome back. Your actual host is right here, right now. Back at it again. Episode 7, Soul Love. Thank you for coming back to episode 7. I hope you guys enjoyed episode 6. And as you already know, my boy Ethan is back and ready to talk about more. He's incredibly ready to rumble. So you already know how this starts. Talk about our week. Last week, not bad, I'm not gonna lie. Out of 10, I'll give it like a 7 to 8. Only because it wasn't really that hectic and there was nothing to do. If you heard that clapping in the background, my roommates are playing Super Smash Bros. So please, Nintendo, sponsor me. Ethan, how was your week, man?
You know, it was Halloween weekend. It was kind of spooky. I give it about 7 or 8 spooks out of 10. It was all right. Got a little spooked. So, yeah. It was nice.
Do you want to tell the people real quick what you dressed up as for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm a security guard. Or I was. So, I just used my uniform. So, if you ever need handcuffs, let me know.
Honestly, I didn't even dress up. On Sunday, I just took his uniform, too. And I think you dressed up as, like, a... yeah, EMT. Shout out Will, man. But yeah, anyways, straying away from the Halloween topic, let's get into today's topic, which is effects on depression. Different effects on depression, man. You know, I had to repeat that twice just so people know what I'm talking about. But yeah, let's just get straight into it. I mean, there are a bunch of effects on depression, you know, or of depression, I shouldn't say on, but there's just a lot to it. Do you want to comment and talk about what you've gone through and how it affected your daily lifestyle?
Sure. I mean, it's so hard to describe these things too, because it's not always something that's just like just blatantly there. It sometimes it's things that just like, why isn't this funny anymore? Why? I used to love this. What's wrong? And sometimes it like it's not even something that just you know it's like immediately there. It's just it kind of comes on slowly, like oh, I want to draw for like 2 hours, just listen to music, by myself, draw for 2 hours, and then like you'll be doing it, and then 30 minutes into it, you'll be like, I don't want to do this anymore, and then you just go in your room, lie down and sleep, or just something else. And then there's also things like loss of appetite or just irritability around other people. Like sometimes you're like, man, I really want to do this today, and then you end up going to whoever you want to hang out with and you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore, and exactly go back to bed, go to sleep, or just try to be alone or something like that. Like, yeah, it's a lot. I went through that. That's why I'm describing it. But also, like, I would feel really just, I guess, lost. And I feel like when people like say depression, it's like, oh, are you having suicidal thoughts, this and that? But it's not always that. It's kind of just like a loss of interest in anything and everything, eating, talking to people, hobbies, and so on and so forth. But it's just tough. Yeah, why don't you describe yours?
Oh man, I definitely get that, especially the appetite part, because I remember during quarantine, or actually no, during my senior to I guess quarantine stage, that's when I guess I hit peak depression. I just, nothing was really coming to me, and I wasn't really enjoying anything that I was doing. Like, I really was about to quit basketball my senior year because I was not enjoying it like I was my freshman to junior year. And then quarantine hit, and it's just like, wow, like, just the thought of not being able to go outside and be able to do the activities that we usually do is just, I guess you could say that is depressing and sad, you know? And I could definitely relate to the no appetite part, as I said, because just after a while, man, it's just like, wow, I don't feel like eating, I don't feel like doing anything. And it's not that I wanted to purposely starve myself, but it's just like, man, I just didn't want to eat. And like, about like doing like other things and going out, like, you know, I can definitely relate to that. There are just some days where I'll wake up and be like, man, I don't want to do anything today, and I'll straight up do nothing. And it's not because I'm sad, it's just like my mood changes in a way. And I guess that's how depression really works. There really isn't a reason behind it, but it's more of just like, for example, like one day you can be like happy to the farthest extent, and then the next day, like literally the day after, you could have a good day before, and then the day after you'll be like, wow, I'm like sad, and I don't know why, but I just feel this way, and I feel like just curling up into a ball and crying. Have you ever had days like that?
Oh, totally, man. Or it's not even like I feel like crying. It's just you feel emotionally numb. And it's not like you don't care about anything. Like there'll be things you'll care about, like people and stuff like that, and you'll like think of like, oh, I should probably do this. But it's not gonna be like you're not gonna be ecstatic about doing it or anything like that. It's just like you don't want to do anything, and you don't really know what to do with yourself, and you know there's some things you need to do, but you'll do it like at 10% or just like the bare minimum to get it done, you know?
No, like literally, like you just absolutely don't feel like doing anything, and I don't think people understand that. Just like, as we talked about, like people don't really understand the topic of depression, because they could just take it as people being lazy, you know? They could literally just be lazy. They could look at other people and be like, oh, you don't feel like doing anything today, like you're lazy, you're like unproductive. But no, it's just like a change in emotion, and you just don't feel like doing anything, and there's no reason behind it, as I said. But you just wake up and you're like, wow, I don't feel like doing absolutely anything today. And it's not because you're lazy, it's literally just a mood change. Like, and it sucks, because some days you really do want to be productive, but your mental health is just like straight up holding you back. So now that we talked about the effects, like, what did you do during those times to get back to your normal self after just experiencing the effects of depression?
Honestly, for me, it's not even like an easing into kind of thing. It's kind of just like just back into it, just a snap of the fingers, just like you just splash yourself in the face with water. That's what it is for me. I don't know, it's, I mean, I think when there were moments like that, I guess it was kind of just like I started to realize the things that I needed to do, or just like the people I cared to be around and stuff like that, and were like, I should do this, I should probably talk to them and see how they are, because the way that I am, it's more like I value like others above my own like well-being and stuff. And then once I like go out and like try to talk to these people and have like a good conversation, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to do stuff again, more than I was before, at least. But it's so hard to do that though, and when you're in those like those pits of like nothingness, if I could describe it as anything else, you it feels like there's no way out. It doesn't even feel like there's like any like doorway that you could walk through that would help you. But you just gotta like keep trying to do things, even though that's such a hard thing to do, right? How would you describe it, I guess? Or like, what would you do?
I definitely take it a different route. Like, I remember there were days during, like, especially when we, like, first met. Like, I obviously, like, opened up to you about it, like, when we first met. But, like, there were days where I would just, like, go absolutely ghost. Like, I would not talk to anybody. And I feel like that's, like, a toxic trait of mine. And I really should be able to just speak my feelings to everybody else and express how I really feel. But sometimes I like to keep that to myself because I don't want other people to worry, you know? And it usually works, like, most of the time. Like, I'll just go distant for a week and gather my thoughts and reflect and, you know, just, I guess, come back down to earth. And then I'll be ready to come back. And I'll let people know that I'm feeling some type of way, you know, during the week or something. But I definitely have to change that because I feel like I shouldn't just go ghost and tell people and not tell people, because then people won't really understand what I'm going through. But yeah, that's usually what I do. I really just take time for myself. But I also, and it's kind of bad, but I kind of force myself to do things. I'll try to be, if it's not school, like if it's not school or hanging out with friends, I'll try to, like, you know, clean up the house or force myself to watch YouTube to make myself feel better. And yeah, I mean, do you have any advice on how to lessen the effects of depression per se?
Well, yeah. I'd say, like you said, you try to do things, and it's because when you're in those states, it's so easy just to sit there and dwell on it, and like if you really let it like sit with you, you just keep on thinking about it. It's like with any other emotion. It's like if you keep on thinking about the thing that makes you mad, you're not gonna get over it. You're just gonna keep on being mad. You're just gonna dwell on that feeling and hold on to it as long as you keep thinking about it. So like you said, I guess, yeah, distracting yourself with things definitely does help. Just, I don't know, maybe watching a comedy or something just to feel like like something that's not sad, you know, anything, honestly. So yeah, but that is hard. Again, it is basically like forcing yourself. So yeah.
I feel like my advice for that to lessen the effects of depression is try not to. I don't want to say try not to get there, but I feel like our depression kind of comes from being absolutely like mentally drained in the first place. So I feel like we have to, after we experience that, we have to really, once we get back to earth and come back down and recollect our thoughts and just come back to the person that we were, we need to really think about, like, oh, what were the things that I did to get here? Because I feel like I pushed myself too hard in life, and before I learned how to really prioritize my mental health, like, I would absolutely drain myself and get to that point of being super drained and just like not wanting to do anything. But now I'm like, okay, I need to take my breaks in between. And I always talk about the importance of breaks, like, and just like breaks with life in general, you know. You need to really do stuff for yourself, and we talked about that in the last episode. Like, we really need time for ourselves. So I feel like my advice for lessening, I guess, the effects of depression is just to try not to get to that state, because it's really hard. It's really, you know, it's actually really easy to get there, but to get back to the person that you once were is so hard to get back to, because once you're drained, you kind of just lose yourself in a way. And if we were to just not get to that state of mind, I feel like it would be so much easier to not get there and feel like the way that we do. But I feel like segueing into our next topic is, like, I feel like our mental really like builds character, and it really does. Like, do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because I know a lot of people are the way that they are because of the experiences they go through, you know. That's just my thoughts. So did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before in the last episode, I mean, your traumas with being like depressed and stuff like that, it is trauma, I'd say, because it really cuts deep. And I mean, that's, I mean, no. And it really like builds depending on how deep you get in those pits. And I'd say for me, it was pretty bad. Like I, at one point it was pretty, pretty bad. But if I didn't experience that, I wouldn't understand like how bad it could get. Like I used to be one of those people with terrible mindset. I'd be like, dude, just do the things you were doing before. Why, what's so hard? I don't get it. But until you feel how like bad it could get, then you really won't understand. It's like trying to imagine like immense loss. It's honestly like that painful or deep cutting of an emotion. So yeah, it definitely built character for sure. And I think once you get out of those really bad moments of like depression, it makes you want to take things more lightheartedly, in my opinion. At least for me, it makes me want to just like joke around more, enjoy things more, because I know like once I get back into those pits, as I keep on describing it, you just want to keep on clinging on to those things, you know? What do you think?
Oh yeah, like depression really builds character. But I feel like one thing that depression and our mental health like really helps us realize or just helps us in life is to be able to empathize and sympathize with others. Because as you said, like we really don't know how it feels until we're put in that situation, and I firmly believe that. And it's hard to put yourself in that situation because if you've never been through it, you really don't know how bad it can get. And I used to be that person too, to just like, I never understood, you know, depression and anxiety. Like I was just like, oh, why don't we just be happy? Like, you know, be grateful in life. But it's so much more complex than that. And to be able to go through it made me realize like, wow, like this is real life stuff. And I should probably take it more seriously, because especially like, you know, suicide, you know, I feel like that's the big tie to depression and your anxiety. And that's some real, I'll say it, that's some real shit. Like it's real. And you'll never understand how it is to get to that point until you really get there. So I feel like being able to go through like the experiences that we did helps us understand the world and understand people that really go through it. You know, have you realized anything about yourself or learned anything about yourself through the experiences that you've been through?
That's tough, because I don't know if I really have. And the thing about it is, like, because I still sometimes, not as bad, but I still go through it and stuff like that. Like, I think the most that I've honestly, like, learned from it is just be grateful for the happy moments that you have and just really cherish those. Because, again, for me at least, I hate to be pessimistic in that way, but I just, for me, I know it's going to come back. But yeah, how about you?
I feel like I haven't figured it out as well. It's really hard to, I guess, learn about yourself through the experience. But as you said, like living in the moment, because I have friends that have definitely gotten to that point of, you know, trigger warning, like taking their lives, you know. And it made me realize that it's so easy to lose your life in just, you know, in a span of a second or the span of like 5 minutes. So as you said, like, you know, enjoy the little things, enjoy life, you know, don't take it too seriously. You know, it's, life is, I don't know. How am I going to say this? Life is essentially your playground, if we want to get, like, existential like that. You know, there are so many things you can do in life, and we shouldn't dwell on the moments that are complete shit, but rather just, you know, look at the great things in life. Like, you know, we have friends, we have family to lean on, we have so much in the world that we could do. Like, the options are endless, and we could definitely say that life is definitely worth living at the end of the day.
Yeah. Honestly, like, oh man. Having, like, being someone who has, like, gone through, what you call it, I guess, in a way, both sides of the coin, I guess, like, I'll say it, like, when I was much, like, younger and, like, really just not knowing how to handle the emotions, I've tried, not fully, or I just heavily contemplated and had things set up, and in that moment, you just kind of, like, something clicked where I was just like, this isn't right, I shouldn't do this. And also, like, again, other side of the coin, being someone who has experienced someone passing from, you know, taking their own life, it's, I think that's something that also stopped me, because I've realized how, like, how much my family really cared, just seeing them in the state that they were in when the family member did it. And I know that it's so easy to forget, like, how much people care about you, and whether it's friends or family or even just acquaintances around you, you don't really realize how much it's going to affect them. And that's kind of selfish for, well, both parties, because the person who's trying to do it, they're just leaving this massive hole in the other, their family and the people around them, and it cuts deep. It really does. It sucks, if I'm putting it in simple terms. And yeah, I guess. Oh man. Yeah. My bad.
Oh, you're all good, man. Hearing you saying that made me think about, before we close, like, I feel like we should touch up on the fact that life is definitely worth living at the end of the day. As shitty as it is, you know, and I don't mean to cuss or anything, but that's literally how life is, you know. It's not all, you know, rainbows and candy and just super perfect all the time. Like, you know, life is tough, but at the end of the day, I feel like we aren't given things that we can't handle, and so I feel like I should really say that life is worth living. You want to close with anything else, Ethan?
Yeah, so like I said, when I was in those very dark moments of my life, something, like, just came to me, and it wasn't something, like, crazy. It's kind of just always there. There's so many people who die at your age or younger, and even if you're older, especially then, people die. But the fact that you're alive now, and you're eventually going to pass away anyway, and even if it's hard, why not just live it through? You know, I mean, just make the most of the time that you have, because you don't have an infinite amount. And one day it's going to be gone. So do the most you could do with the time that you have, and try not to waste it, I guess.
Well, that's cold facts right there. It'll definitely be hard sometimes to live, like, I get that, and, you know, sometimes you gotta just wanna not live, And it's really easy to just take the easy way out, you know? And I feel like that's the case for most people. But there are so many things to live for. Like, for example, like, I want to start a family, dude. Like, oh my God, like, I cannot emphasize that enough. Like, I want to be able to live till my kids graduate from college, like where I'm at right now. I want them to experience everything that I've experienced, and I want to be there for them through everything. So I think that's my closing remark right there. Find things to motivate you to live, because it truly is like worth living. Like, life is, at the end of the day, as shitty as it is, life is cool, man. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
No, life is super cool, man. Like, no matter how old you are, no matter what you've gone through in life, there's always gonna be something new that you're gonna experience, and something new you're gonna find interesting. Just this and that, all these tiny things, big things add up into this great big pool of wow, that's fucking cool. And yeah, like you said, man, I have, now that I've gotten past that point, I have all these things that I want to do. I want to become a car guy. I want to get tattoos. I want to have a family. I want to have a real job and stuff like that, even though that sounds terrible. I want to just live. I want to experience like every culture that I can, see everything that I can see, experience everything I'm going to experience, you know? And I wish I could have known that sooner.
And, you know, I think that's literally the perfect way to close off. So, thank you guys. And thank you, Ethan, once again for coming on to the show. And as always, guys, stay up, stay humble, stay blessed.
And remember, guys, don't gaslight people.
This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you once again for listening. If you want to find me, you can follow my Instagram at Josh D. Montano. And as always, guys, stay up, stay humble, stay blessed. See you next week. This is what happened when I think about you.